WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop. Leroy started his shop with the basic principles of treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. Now, 50 years later, the Leroy's boys are still treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. It's as simple as that. Leroy's Body Shop.
Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Good morning.
Good morning, buddy. How the hell are you? How the hell are you?
Doing pretty good, man. Pretty good.
I think older guys say that. And I've always said, like, hey, how you doing? You know, I think as you get older, you say, how the hell are you?
It's kind of like, what was it, Predator? You son of a bitch.
And it's just a big old handshake.
All right.
I think it's mostly because every time you see a long-lost friend or an old friend, you're surprised they're still alive.
Yeah.
Hey. How the hell are you?
You're still kicking.
You're still going, huh? Jeez, I thought you died years ago. Anyway, 925-WIRX, 925-9479. The struggle, Hunter.
Mm.
The struggle is real. At least it was for us back in the day.
Look at some of the kids these days, and you're just like, man, you got it made.
You got it so
you have no idea.
Made. So this morning, we're going to talk about struggles that kids today we'll never know. We got some awesome answers on Facebook. Give us a call, 925-WIRX, 925-9479. We're going to have a real pity party for us older people. That's yeah. What it's going to be. You kids, you don't know. Duh.
Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Good morning. You know what, kids today, the struggle that they'll never know is missing your favorite TV show.
Yeah. Mainly because your parents wouldn't let you watch it.
Yeah, wouldn't let you watch it, or you just didn't record it. Oh,
my parents wouldn't even let me watch The Simpsons.
I didn't watch The Simpsons either. Yeah. And we didn't have cable, so
Did you have the antennas?
We had the Farmer 5, that's right.
Yeah, your kids had no idea. You had to use the rotor, is that what it was called, to tune in the antenna?
Had to stand there and just get the perfect angle on the antenna.
All right. Right there,
Don't move. You have to stand there for the rest of the show. Oh, come on. We had tinfoil on our antennas, everything. Yeah. I think that's a good struggle.
How about the struggle of you having a tube TV?
Oh, God.
Nice big flat screens.
Oh, and kids.
Right.
I think my grandma still has one. We might have gotten her a new one, but she had one for a long time. I think technology, anything technology-driven, really, the struggle we had was insane.
Or how about having a Discman in your back pocket with an anti-skip that never really worked?
It never really worked, right. And it never really fit in your pocket either. If you had Janko jeans on, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
You could have an entire boombox in the back pocket of a pair of Janko jeans. But yeah, you know, between cassette tapes and, you know, Walkmans and Discmans and everything like that, it was you had so much stuff that you had to carry around.
Exactly. Now everything's combined into one.
One phone.
You know?
You got everything.
You know what's weird? Like, not too long ago, the Garmin GPS units, like, that was before, like, you know, GPS was on your phone. So you actually had to get a device to put in car.
Yeah. I'm sure they were just like, we're set. We're set to go. No one's ever going to beat us. And now it's like, oh, wait, you got it on your phone? And you know how expensive those things still are, Garmins are?
Oh, yeah, it's ridiculous.
Screw you.
My buddy had one. We were out to golfing the other day. We went somewhere different. We've never been before. And he types it into his Garmin. I'm like, dude, are you serious?
Throw it away.
Oh, right. Look at that thing.
We just had one from my dad because my dad still has a flip phone.
Mm-hmm.
And so he wanted a GPS, and we got one, but it's older, and you can't even update it.
Mm-mm.
And it's like, well, what is the point? We called Garmin to be like, hey, can we update this thing? You're like, no, sorry, that one's outdated model. No wonder your business plan has failed. I hope you go under completely and you all lose your jobs. That may sound mean to say, no, sorry, can't upgrade it. Got to buy the new model. How much is that? $499. Blow it out your ass.
Let's go get a new phone.
Yeah, exactly. You know? I'll go get two new phones.
How about this one? Back in the day when you and your buddies would argue, that was it. Yeah, you have to like go ask a teacher or go ask your parents or go find a book to look it up.
Exactly.
You can't just you couldn't just Google anything.
No. The age of wonderment and curiosity is gone.
Mm.
And the thing is, we don't retain anything. That is such a good one. You would sit there and have debates.
Oh, for hours.
Dude, and if it was like summer vacation and you didn't want to go to the library, that was it. You just didn't know.
Huh.
You just didn't know.
You argued and argued until one person got tired.
No, I read it once. in Kids ESPN magazine that Michael Jordan scored this many points. No, he didn't. He scored this many
points. Now these days, I can't even finish a sentence, and Benny is already pulling it up on Google. Yeah. Well, check this out.
Yeah, exactly.
This is what it is, right?
Unfortunately, the internet, that's not all true. You can't believe everything you read on the internet.
Right.
The struggle's real.
God. If we had Google and the internet during school,
I wouldn't have gotten anything done. I barely got anything done because of Minesweep, let alone having the internet.
Well, we had a little bit of the internet, but you'd have to go to a computer.
A
computer lab, which you couldn't do unless you were in that class.
Yep.
And like my parents, they didn't really have a computer until I was like eighth grade, freshman year maybe, like a legit good computer.
Exactly. Big old one. I remember the guy coming in and installing it like, look at this.
And even,
it's the Jetsons. We're living in the future.
Just a big boxy Macintosh.
And the first thing I typed in, boobs. Naked boobs.
That was
big naked boobs.
That was after you got on the internet through AOL, which took like a half an hour. Thanks for waking everybody up in my house.
Middle of the night, you just got that weird blue glow on your face, just making sure the parents don't come around the corner. All right, it's good.
What are you looking up at 2 in the morning, Hunter?
Nothing. And it's like halfway loaded. It's just like the upper torso.
Please.
God, just sitting naked, bare ass on a chair, just waiting for a picture to load.
I still think I have a floppy disk full of nudies.
Hey, good morning. 7:48 is Brackets Hunter.
Woo, what's up?
What is a struggle that kids today will never know?
Damn kids.
Is this damn kids? No, obviously, we had it easier than our folks, and our folks had it easier than their folks, and this and that and the other. But I feel like there was a turning point when technology started getting ahead of us, right? Cell phones and the internet and everything like that. And we were right on the cusp of that. We were right on the turning point, where I'm at anyways. You're 33, I'm 32. We had some great answers on Facebook here. Chad said having to change to Channel 3 to play video games.
Oh, yeah.
But now you got to go to Aux 1.
Yeah, Aux 1.
But it's a little bit easier.
HDMI 1.
Yeah, you don't have to go back of the TV and flip that little switch or whatever, that little adapter that was on there. Meg said, get off the internet. I have to use the phone.
Oh, my gosh. I forgot about that.
Oh,
man.
My God. You could not make a phone call and use the internet at the same time.
Or if somebody picked up the phone, it would kick you off the internet.
Hey! I'm doing schoolwork.
You have no idea how long it takes to get on AOL.
Ryan said, calling the girl you like and having her dad answer. Hey.
Hang up real quick.
Hey, is Melanie home?
Or if you're on the phone with your girlfriend or whatever, you can always hear somebody pick up on the other line. Like, Mom, I know, I heard you pick up.
No, the best is when the parents pick up and say, you've been on the phone for 2 hours. Hang up.
Hunter, I need to use a phone.
I'm sorry. Ma, you're embarrassing me.
I'll call you back at like 15.
Let's see. Jennifer said when you have to listen to a song and have to wait for it to be played on the radio. Remember that? Favorite song? Kiki, she's had cassette tapes waiting. You always had like the DJ coming out at the end. Coming in at the beginning.
Yeah.
Quit talking over the intro. It's my favorite part.
And then you'd make copies for all your friends.
Oh, yeah.
You know, this is a cassette cost because it always came with two.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
The OG mixtape right there. collect calls. Remember that?
Uh-oh.
It's Brock. Pick me up.
I haven't seen one of those commercials in a while.
Bob, we had a baby. It's a boy. It was Bob. They had a baby. It's a boy. Dude, I used to do that all the time. I'd call and I'd just say, Brock, pick me up. Or Brock, pick up. Done with practice, and then hang up quick, and then, you wouldn't have to do it. Mom knew. Lydia said rewinding the VHS before returning.
Oh, my God.
That was the biggest thing in the world. I remember having, like, panic attacks trying to remember if I rewound the VHS.
Oh, they'd yell at you.
Yeah. You get charged for it.
Even though they had those machines that would do it in, like, 5 seconds.
My grandma had one of those. I think she does. Grandma Havens does. And you put the cassette in. And it just sounds like a spaceship.
Grandma Haven's little loaded, isn't she?
she's got the fancy one. Put two in at the same time. Let's see. Joe said, goes to watch porn online, buffering.
Oh, buffering.
I can't remember the last time I had to really wait for something to buffer.
Buffering.
Is that still a big thing? I mean, nowadays, internet's so fast.
It depends on what kind of phone you got.
Blake said being able to party on $20 all weekend, no joke.
Ooh.
Dude, I could throw 10 in my gas tank, get a sixer, and still have, $5.
I wondered how I got money back in, like, high school and middle school. I think grandma gave me a lot of money.
Yeah.
I would rarely ask my parents. They would give me, like, I really didn't have an allowance.
No, it was just, if you needed $10, you ask, and they would usually cover for it. But my first high school job, though, working for a farmer.
Yeah.
That was going out and doing farm work, $10 an hour.
You were balling.
$10 an hour, I was loaded.
Yeah.
And I was working my ass off. It sucked.
I wonder how the chicks liked you.
Dude, loved it, man. I'd pull up, like, hey, go buy yourself something nice. Give them a crisp $10 bill.
Bunch of 90s gold diggers.
Dude, I tell you what, man. When I worked like a 10-hour date, I felt like a king. Felt like a king, man.
Making it rain.
I was buying extra large pizzas.
All right. Where we going, fellas?
Wherever you want, you tell me. I'm buying. Then the other night I'm broke. I'm like, come on. All right, we're going to take a quick break. More struggles when we come back. Rock 107 WIRX 758.
The struggle was real.
It was real. Not so much anymore. I guess kids today have their own kind of struggles. They got to struggle with... nothing, because it's easy out there.
I was going to say, I had nothing for you.
925-WIRX, 925-9479. WIRX, hello.
Good morning, guys.
Morning, Larry.
What's up, Larry?
This is going to sound really stupid, but you got to take me back to the days when I went to middle school. I had to walk 3.2 miles one way.
Oh.
We didn't have busing back then.
And not to mention you had to fight all those dinosaurs, too.
Yeah, and the cavemen that were hiding in the bushes.
That's right. 3.2 miles each way, that's brutal, man. Oh,
I know, especially in the winter. I mean, it was a bitch to get my mom to even drive us.
Come on, Ma! Ma, just take me to school, Ma! It's so cold.
But when I skipped school, I used to get home before she... back from dropping me off. I'd have another friend run me back home. I'd be in my bedroom watching TV and upstairs, and she never, went upstairs, so she never even knew I was there.
Sneaking around, Larry.
Hey, Larry, right. Larry, there's one thing we appreciate you doing, though, man. Inventing the wheel.
Oh, God, we use brown rocks.
All right, Larry, take care, bud.
All right, bye.
But, poor Larry.
We're pretty spoiled now with the overall transportation. I mean, hell, kids nowadays can take Uber.
Yeah, that's true.
You take Uber to school.
Even think about that.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
Think about it, in a big enough city of Uber, and we got around here now and Lyft and everything.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? The struggle was real, and kids nowadays have it easy. You see the kid recently who jumped off the bridge because of his exam or whatever? He had so much pressure on him from trying to pass this exam.
There's
a video of him sitting at this cliff with this. Oh, man, it's terrible.
And Why do you watch that stuff?
You can see him contemplate it through his head, too. He's just like, that's it.
I do think now, because of everything out there, all the technology and everything like that, I think it is more pressure to, be popular, to be successful, everything. Not that we didn't want to, but
I would say, the pressure, and there's more people, too, so it's like, I don't know, like the jobs.
No, I know. We need a new plague, that's for sure, man.
Jeez, man.
That's for sure. We need to weed out a couple million of these people. Now, before you say I'm saying things like Hitler, let's be honest, just walk through Walmart on any given day, and you're like, all right, it makes sense.
You know, like, before, like, 1900, there was, like, less than a billion people on this planet.
Oh, good old days.
And now there's something ridiculous.
There's so many. There's so many. There's too many.
Yeah, just in 100 years.
Let's be honest. Thanos in Guardians of the... Or not Guardians of the Galaxy, in the Avengers had a point. He had a point. I'm going to say I kind of agree with him. We had some great comments on Facebook. Cassie said minutes and paying for every text. You remember that?
Oh, my gosh.
If you go over those texts or minutes, free calling after 9... That's why the phone plan that we had, it was free calling after 7, dude. I was calling all the hosts.
I forgot about that. After 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
What was that all about? Everybody needed to call before 7?
You had to call after 7. And I get, just because call times are down, maybe it didn't cost the phone companies as much. I don't know. I don't know, but it was a big, big deal.
Remember when you had to star 69 people?
Oh, yeah.
I knew it was you.
You bastard.
I knew it.
Yeah, poor caller ID. You had no idea.
I think you can still star 67.
Is that what it is?
Which blocks your name on their caller ID.
I can't remember.
Or you just had to pick up the phone to figure out who it was.
Yeah. Hey, who is it?
It was kind of nice. You know, it kind of made you pick up the phone.
I still do this. It always bothers me. Kiki never answers. If she gets a spam number or like a number she doesn't know, she doesn't answer it. Mm-hmm. Here's the problem, though, is hardly anybody leaves mess. I answer every single phone call I get. Yeah. Every single one. Because I want to, one, see who it is. It could be someone I know calling from an unknown location and they're in trouble. Or it could be Publishers Clearinghouse and I just missed out on winning the big prize because I didn't answer my phone.
Is it bad that every time I don't know a number of the calls, I'm like, oh, what'd I do wrong? Yes. Something's wrong. What happened?
That is. We have so many great answers. Check it out on Facebook. We'll maybe touch base on this later when Kiki gets in. The struggle's real, Hunter.
Was real. Rock 107.